Story time. Tonight's erotic tale is by L. Gray, and the title of this story is Facebook Did It. Please take a moment to quiet your inner thoughts and relax in your favorite position. Are you ready? Okay then, let's get started. After weeks of online flirting, subliminal status updates, and trying to social distance, I finally gave in to this little chocolate job and agreed to a date. COVID had already taken too much of my life, and I needed skin-to-skin contact, even if it was only for a few moments. The excitement and anxiety that I would be seeing him in less than 2 hours got to be too real, and I needed something to calm me down. I went to the bathroom, lit my lavender-scented candles, ran some bath water, threw 2 bath bombs in, and played my Touch Me, Tease Me playlist on Apple Music. I got in and let the hot bath water consume me. I imagined how he would look and feel on our first date. From his strong masculine embrace to his rough hands moving across the lower portion of my back. I could smell his Tom Ford cologne and feel his well-trimmed beard brushing across my face. Before I knew it, I began to squeeze my nipples and lay deeper in the water with my leg hanging on the side of the tub. I imagined his hands exploring while soft moans and deep breaths escaped me. He inserted his 2 fingers and used his thumb to press on my clit, and my moans got louder. I continued to work my fingers as if he would. I moaned his name and splashed water until I felt the familiar sensation of an orgasm. I sped my pace up and imagined him moving his thick lips toward my pierced nipples. Just as I felt the orgasm getting closer and closer, the music cut off and my phone rang. It was my little chocolate jar, Terrell. "Hey, baby," I answered. "Subbu, you ready to see me?" he asked. "Absolutely." "All right, finish up and I'll see you in an hour." "Yes, daddy." "Fuck," I said as I began to wash up. I was gonna be late. I quickly finished, brushed my teeth, washed my face, debated on which dress to wear, either the long navy blue strapless or the knee-length soft pink spaghetti string. I quickly moistened my skin with almond butter oil, lightly sprayed Carolina Herrera's Good Girl perfume between my breast, on the back of my neck, and on my wrist. I decided to go with the pink dress, put on my tan strap wedges, and headed to my truck. We met at Fleming's Prime Steakhouse. When I pulled up, I received a text message from him. "Reservations under Mr. and Mrs. J." My heart fluttered a little bit. We'd only been talking for 3 months and my last name had already changed. I was flattered, but I had to admit to myself that things were moving pretty fast, and subconsciously I was worried about being hurt. I can't admit, so far he'd been a man of his word. Let me know his intentions and what he wanted in a life partner. This man was ready to find his love and settle down. I walked in, found the hostess, and was escorted to our private room. He stood up from the table, walked toward me, and passionately kissed me as if we'd been in a relationship and were just having our normal date night. It caught me off guard, but I had to realize this was a different kind of man I was dealing with. Before the kiss broke, I sucked on his bottom lip. He tapped my ass, and we sat down. "I've been missing you," he said, licking his bottom lip. "And of course, you know, I've been missing you as well," I responded. He was a soft-spoken man of few words, but his presence spoke volumes. We ate and talked until the restaurant closed. He slowly walked me to my truck in silence. I'm sure we both didn't want to part ways, and my aggressive side was about to emerge. She needed some dick. I opened my truck's door and turned toward him behind me. "We can't just end the night like this," I said. "I was hoping you would say that," he said. "So now what?" "I got a little spot I like to go to and listen to live bands. You up for that?" "Absolutely," I said. I got in the truck, he closed my door, and I followed him to the bar. We entered the bar and found us a table in the back of the room on the right side of the dance floor. Just enough space for us to feel alone and enjoy the show. "First round's drinks on me," I said. "Now you know I can't let you do that," he responded. "And why not?" "Because I know my limit and I don't plan on letting you take advantage of me tonight." We both laughed. "Damn, you caught me," I said. We started with 2 shots of Hennessy each. Afterwards, I sipped on a Hennessy ginger cocktail and he had Hennessy straight on the rocks. The drinks started kicking in and I couldn't stay seated. The band switched from a fast paced to a slow wine Jamaican song. I stood up in front of Terrell while he stayed seated, enjoying the lap dance I was giving him. I lifted up my dress a little while still dancing on him. He reached up and grabbed a handful of my hair and whispered in my ear, "Give me those panties." Not hesitating one bit, I quickly slipped them off and handed them to him. "Good girl." I felt him put them in his front pocket. I continued pulling my dress up, exposing my entire ass on his lap. I could feel him getting aroused. I stood up, turned to face him, and sat back down on his lap. He instantly palmed my ass with one hand and took the last sip of his drink with the other. "Right here?" he asked. "Yes, please, Daddy," I moaned while kissing his neck. The waitress came over, took our empty glasses, and replaced them with newly filled ones without interrupting us. I guess they were used to seeing people get a little touchy. I reached down, unzipped, and unbuttoned his jeans. He pulled my dress strap down and made wet circles around my right nipple with his tongue. "We're gonna get kicked out," I said. "Sit on his dick," he said. I positioned myself on the tip of his dick without full insertion. He grabbed my neck and pulled me closer to him. I don't like repeating myself. I wasn't prepared for how thick he was and slowly bounced on his shaft until I couldn't go any farther. I heard him moan when I squeezed my muscles on him. He slapped my ass and I moaned loudly. He saw me turn around to see if anyone had heard. "Fuck these people. You just as loud as this music. Now ride this dick." I looked him deep in his eyes and continued to bounce and squeeze while he sucked on my titties and pulled my hair. "I want to taste you," I said. "Come on." I got up from my straddle position, got on my knees in front of him. I flicked the tip of his dick with my tongue and ran my hand up his shirt. "Take this off, babe," I instructed. He pulled his shirt off, laid his head back, and placed his hand on the back of my head, speeding up my pace. I made loud slurping noises that only we could hear. "Shit, babe, where you want me to come?" he asked. I deep-throated him, guiding him to the spot where he should release. In seconds, he came. I swallowed his cum, playfully licked my tips of my fingers, and started planting soft kisses while staring at him. "Let's finish off these drinks while I get this hotel room. I'm about to tear your ass up," he said. Hey everyone, thank you for listening to my very first story that excuse me, that I told on the podcast. Please try to filter through my inconsistencies, clearing throat, background noises. It was my very first time recording one of my stories. I was a little nervous. I usually don't share my stories with people, and they're very personal. They're not true stories. I haven't written anything that was true. They're just kind of thoughts, and sometimes my stories come from an experience, like I experienced something, or I want to write something about someone who means a lot to me. So then I start adding pieces into it, and then, you know, there's that. I, throughout the years, have been inspired by quite a few writers and authors and poets. So I want to, eventually my goal is to write at least 10 short stories and publish them as an ebook on Amazon and just kind of see how you guys feel about it. Like I said, I've never released any of my short stories. Never really had anybody read them. I've never voiced them before, ever. And it took me a while to kind of get myself right. Like, my voice was crackling a little bit. I don't know. It makes me nervous to read my stories. For some reason, I'm not all that happy with my voice. It seems like parts that need to be sexy or over sexualized, like, I can't get my voice there. Eventually I'll take voice lessons, but until then, I wanted to give you guys something. I know that I've always said I was going to read one of my stories, and kept putting it off, hoping that I would have help from somebody with reading my stories. But I guess sometimes it takes for you to step up to the plate and do the shit yourself. It's my work, and who better to tell it than me? So I would like to end today's episode with saying, if you or someone you know is a short storyteller or a writer, an author, and or poet, something, and you are interested in getting your work put out there, or you want your story read on the podcast, I have no problem doing that. It is totally free. My only goal is to put more people like myself out there, and possibly introduce you to people to get your work published. I'm still in my learning phase, and hopefully I can meet other people and we can learn this thing together. Do not forget to follow me on Twitter at My Voice My Vibe. If you want to leave a voicemail about the story, constructive criticism is a must. I need it. Please tell me how you feel about the story. What could I have improved? What you liked, what you didn't like, what mood it put you in. I have really only erotic stories. I don't really write anything else. I like the idea of making someone feel that feeling that you get when you're turned on. So you don't have to be that kind of writer. If you write about whatever, children's stories, send that to me and I will either read it or we can read it together on the podcast in a future episode, and just kind of connect and go from there. So I hope you guys are enjoying your Wednesday evening. And remember that you are loved, you are cared for, and you need to be in the right headspace for your family, yourself, in order to make your dreams come true. It's cliche, I know, but it definitely, it does matter. See you next Wednesday.